Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you, and welcome to the Fivefold Ministry broadcast. I'm your host, Apostle Margie Mercer. We was having a little technical difficulty on our end, and that we wanted to play tape from yesterday from Minister Michael Gray that our mind should be made up. God bless you as you sit back and relax and enjoy the sermon of Minister Gray, asking you the question that my mind should be made up. As I said to you again, that we had a little technical difficulty. You can hear us Monday through Fridays from 7 o'clock p.m. to 8 o'clock p.m., again on Sunday mornings from 8:30 a.m. to 10. We have some dynamic speakers from all over the different regions, from North Carolina, Virginia, Jamaica, Pakistan, everywhere. And that truly we are blessed to have those preachers to come in to sup with us. Again, as I said, that Minister Michael Gray had a beautiful, beautiful sermon that God has given him, and I wanted to play it. So, again, I want to apologize to you that we had a little technical difficulty, but if you have problems in reaching us, you can always call back and to see if we're on the air. That we will continue to bless, reverence, and praise God and worship him in spirit and in truth. Let us go in and listen to Minister Michael Gray. Amen.
While the saints thank you, Lord.
Made up, I will.
serve the Lord. Amen. Do we have our minds made up that we're going to serve the Lord? Or are our minds scattered abroad that we don't know what we're going to do? Every Christian, including me, has one time or another faced difficult times, fine times and sad times. And that the truth be told, we're dealing with these times on today. We go through this, we go through that. But is our mind made up? Or are we still back and forth? We don't know. But people of God, it's time that we make up our mind that we're going to serve the Lord. And by having to do so, we have turned our back against the Lord. Sometimes we forget who the Lord is. We turn our back and we go on our merry way, not looking back, not giving thanks, not giving him glory. We don't do any of these things. We just think it's an ordinary day. There have been times when the pressure of life has tried to crush us. Have you ever had the pressure of life just to come down on top of you, almost take you out of here? Having a relationship with God that you were able to make it through. But what about those that don't have a made-up mind? What about those that don't even know who he is? Well, we find that those are the people that really catch the brunt part of the circumstances. They're the ones that really catch it because they don't know who God is. So in their time of trouble, Lord have mercy, in their time of discernment, they have to try to figure these things out. But when we know who God is, when we have a relationship, we know that we're going to have times when we go through. We're going to have stuff to deal with. But we also know that we're able to stand on his promises. There has been times when the temptations try to overtake us. There's going to be stuff that come up against those people to try to see if we're really for God or not. It's easy to say these things out of our mouth. But when temptation comes, do we stand on the word of God? Do we have that relationship that would help us over the hump? Or do we fall right into the enemy's trap? There'll be times when our problems will try to frustrate us, cause us to doubt that God is God. We begin to look at the problem and not the problem solver. He is able to solve everything that we go through. We have this relationship. Our minds are made up. But if we don't have these things, this is the reason why we go through. There will be times when the devil will try to overthrow you. Have you ever been trying to be overthrown by the devil? That he throw everything that he had at you? And the only thing that kept you from going under was the Lord being your lifesaver. Oh, I'm talking to somebody this morning. There'll be times when the disappointment will try to discourage you. Even after all that the devil will try to destroy you. But on this morning, you're standing because of none of your own doing. Standing because your mind was made up that you were going to serve the Lord. Ever came with serving the Lord, your mind was made up that you were going to deal with it. There will be times when the critics will try to condemn you. Oh, you're going to have people that say this and that about you. They try to cut you down to nothing, all because of the God that you serve. There will be times when unbelievers will try to deceive you. This is when they want you to be just like them, Everybody, misery loves company. There would be times when the gossipers would try to ruin you. There would be times when you're going to be judged and ridiculed for the Lord that you serve. Come out this morning to tell you, I don't care about what people think anymore. My mind is made up that I'm going to serve the Lord and that heaven is going to be my home. We have to get to that mindset that our minds are made up and we're not scattered abroad. There will be times when others try to persuade you to live unholy, but you must have a made up mind. You're going to serve the Lord no matter what. When people try to get you to live unholy, they're trying to get you to be as they are. Oh, but sometimes the temptation is that when our mind is made up, it goes in one ear and out the other because we know that people don't have a heaven or hell to put you in. So this morning, he's looking for some people that have their mind made up. They're going to serve God. Sometimes the things that we face will try to make us turn back. Sometimes the burdens are heavy to bear. Sometimes you're going to go through things that you don't even know that you're going to make it through. You're going to deal with some stuff. How do I know this? Because the Bible said that God dealt with some things, and if we're made in his image, then we're going to deal with some things as well. You can't solve all your problems. When my mind is made up, no matter what comes my way, I'm going to serve the Lord. I can't solve my problems, but he can. When my mind is made up, I give everything I have to him and watch him work it out because I can't solve anything, but he's greater than I am. He can solve all my problems. I know we will endure hardship. I know we're going to suffer some pain. We're in hardship right now. Sometimes, and we suffer pain. But the good part about it is, folks, we're still here. There's going to be days in our lives that it's going to be dark and dreary. But you have to have your mind made up that you're going to serve the Lord. And when your mind is made up that you're going to serve him, he can bring you from the dark into the marvelous light. There's going to be sleepless nights. There's going to be trials and tribulations. People are going to be jealous, but you must have your mind made up. We can't let people make our decisions. We can't let people become our God. We have to have that mindset. The Bible says, let this mind be in you, that the same mind that's in Christ Jesus. So we have to have that mindset and ask ourselves, what would Jesus do? But when our mind is made up and we make the right decision, God will bless us. If you're wondering why, do you find the strength? Where do you find the strength to have a made-up mind? We find it in his word. Find it in his word. We have to constantly be in his word. We can't pick his word up Sunday, put it down Sunday evening, and not pick it up again until the next Sunday, because that allows the trials, tribulations, that allows the temptations, that allows all this stuff to come to us. The Christian race that we're running right now won't be easy, but we have to put fleshly desires aside. God never said it would be easy, but he did say in Philippians 13, I can do all things through Christ, who strengthens me. This assures me that we can make it. You can be all that Christ has called you to be because your mind is made it up. As you look at Daniel chapter 3, we find that the Hebrew boy, were in a fiery furnace because they wouldn't worship false gods, nor would they worship gold. of us, we find ourselves in uncomfortable places. Do we stand on God's word, or do we fall to the things that's trying to pull us down, to keep us bound? No matter what they faced, they were going to serve God. They were in the furnace, and God was with them. So when we're put through the test, as long as we have our minds made up to serve the Lord, we go through when the Lord is going to go through when we go through. He said he would be with us even to the end of time. So if you're going through right now, the Lord is with you if your mind is made up. Those problems that we have, those trials and tribulations that we deal with, or just dealing with everyday trouble, God is right there with us. We're not, for some reason, we get to think that we're doing this thing on our own. But God is right there with us every step of the way. When opposition arrives, when you continue to serve the Lord, when death knocks at your door, when you continue to serve the Lord. A lot of times when death and opposition arise, we seem to go the other way. We seem to run from God. But God wants us to come to him when we're in these, when we're dealing with these things. He promised he's going to give us comfort and peace, but he can't give us these things if we're running away from him. In Daniel chapter 6, verse 10, we find he is put in the lion's den, but was determined to serve the Lord. Now, can you imagine being put in a lion's den with hungry lions ready to eat you up, and all you needed to do is say that you wasn't going to serve the Lord? But Daniel was determined that whatever it cost him, that he was going to serve the Lord. We need to find people like Daniel. Will say, no matter what I go through, no matter what you put me through, no matter what comes upon me, my mind is made up. You can't tell me nothing about my God. My mind is made up that will serve the Lord. As you look at 2 Corinthians, we find that Apostle Paul had to endure beating. He was stoned. He faced hunger. He faced hardship, but he didn't give up. His mind was made up to serve the Lord. So some of the things that we go through simply test our faith. If we plan to enter the gate, we must have a made-up mind. If we plan to walk the streets that's paved in gold, we must have a made-up mind. If we plan to wear the robe of righteousness, man, this robe just can't go on anybody. But we must have our minds made up. If we plan to hear the word, well done, my good and faithful servant, have our minds made up to serve the Lord. If we plan to be joint heirs with Christ, we must have a made-up mind. If we plan to rule and reign with Christ, we must have a made-up mind. When we have a made-up mind, we're not wavering. We're not going back and forth. We're not stuttering. We know what we want to do. When our mind is not made up, we're to and fro, we're here and there. We don't know where we're coming or going. When your mind is made up, you know that heaven is going to be your home. When your mind's not made up, you don't know where you're going to end up. I'm looking for a folk this morning who would go down right to the grave and tell the devil that my mind's made up. No matter what you throw my way, no matter what you bring my way, I am determined that I will serve the Lord. If we plan to walk and not think, we must have a made-up mind. If we plan to run this race, which is before us, we must have a made-up mind. If we plan to finish the course, we must have a made-up mind. If we plan to keep the faith and trust in the Lord, we must have a made-up mind. We must have a made-up mind that we're going to serve the Lord no matter what we go through. Oh, this morning I want to know, is your mind made up? Have you not got your mind set on the Lord that you're going to serve the Lord no matter what?
Yes, the minister said, is your mind made up to serve God? God bless you again. I thought it was so profound listening to Minister Michael Gray. He comes on the second Sunday of each month, and he felt led to call yesterday, and I'm so glad that he did, that God used him, because the question was, is our mind made up? When you have a made-up mind, you're not double-minded. You're not persuaded to go to the left or go to the right. Your mind is fixed that this is what I'm going to do. As he said in Romans chapter 4, looking at verses 20 to 25, that it says that Abraham became the father of many nations because of the faith that he had in God's word, the faith that he had in God's promises. When you examine the word of God for yourself, and when you believe in his promises, when you have accepted the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, you have become a child of God through your faith because you are persuaded by those promises and by that death, burial, and resurrection that your God can do anything but fail. You know, God credits righteousness for those who believe in him and his word, for those who believe that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead, that we can have eternal life over our sins, over those things that we have done when we repent and we ask God for justification through the blood of Christ. Jesus is the repair of the breach. He is that bloodline that ushers us back to the Father through the day of creation, when God made man in his image. Man has sinned to go ahead of God thinking to do their own thing and was disobedient. But through the mercy, grace of God's love and his power, that man was redeemed. All through the Bible, God was with man, even in his hard-headedness. I would encourage you today that, as Minister Gray said, that we need to have a made-up mind so that we can have peace in our mind, our souls, and our bodies, and that through our faith in the gospel of Jesus Christ, we can rejoice in knowing that he is our Redeemer. It went even further when you look at Genesis chapter 17, verses 2 through 4. Abraham became the father of those nations because he believed and he was blessed through his faith. Regardless what it looked like, regardless what it seemed like, that he was able to stand on what God has spoken to him. Yes, he made mistakes. Yes, Abraham sinned. Yes, he had failures. But through it all, the wisdom, the goodness, the grace and the mercy of God strengthen him through those obstacles. When you believe in God, that there is faith in action, that you can subdue the adversary and the things that he has coming up against you in despair, that when you wait on God and when you believe God at his word, he can fulfill his promise. I say it again, when you can wait on God, believe God at his word, he can fulfill those promises. When Jesus died on the cross, he took those sins. He took all the things that we lacked in from unforgiveness, unrighteousness, hard-headedness, backbiting, lying, fornication, all type of things that would be perceived as ungodly and unrighteous to God. But when we repent, when we rejoice in that word, and when we have a made-up mind, like Minister Grace said, then God can truly bless us. I want to encourage you again, as I said earlier, it's on our end. We had a little technical difficulty. We are on the East Coast here in Maryland. But we are on Monday through Fridays from 7 o'clock p.m. to 8 o'clock p.m. and again on Sundays from 8:30 to 10 o'clock. We have some awesome speakers that God give them revelation word so that they can rightly divide the word of truth and say what thus said the Lord of hosts. Minister Gray felt led to tell us that God was asking us, do you have a made-up mind? Do you know the difference between salvation and ungodliness? Do you know that your peace will come when you serve God? Your peace will come when you trust God. Your peace will come when you stand on the word of God. There is nothing that can block our relationship with God but doubt, and when we don't trust him at his word. I will say to you again that you are God's beloved, you are special to him, and that when you become the children of God, you have benefits. God will rescue you at a time that you need that hug and you needed someone to do intervention and pray you through. Jesus sits on the right hand of the Father. He makes petition for us. And he will release those miracle signs and wonders, release those angels, the northwest, south, and east winds, to rescue us at a time that we need deliverance, that he will help us through the spiritual truth of his Holy Spirit to guide us, to give us instructions, and to show us the things and the ways that we need to become as the children of God. Not only through believing on God do we have eternal life, do we have salvation. When we die, that we will be saved through the blood of Jesus Christ on Calvary to have that eternal life. But our relationship with God will be repaired only through our obedience, obeying what God said in his word. Sure, we fall short, but we have to get up daily, wash and shake that dust off your feet, hold your head up, and to believe that God can do all things through you as you obey his word. Yes, you can have deliverance through the grace and mercy seat of God. As Minister Gray preached yesterday, as I say, he come on a second, and he volunteered yesterday to come on a fourth, that you have to be fully persuaded that God has the power for your change. Yes, he does have that power. He has promised it in his word, and God is a God that cannot lie, that you are and will always be special to him. God bless you again. You're listening to the Fivefold Ministry broadcast. Like I said before, each week that we come on Monday through Fridays, and we are here to encourage you that regardless what you go through, if God can't do it, it just cannot be done. God bless you as we just sit back right now and just to enjoy some of those praise songs that we hear. As I always say, that the music belongs to the artist, that we are just here to glorify those sounds, encourage you to get those CDs, and to know that your God is able. Thank you so much for hanging in there and tuning in to us. As I said before, if it sounds like you can't get through or there's an interruption, do call back. Do get online, do go to YouTube or whatever you need to get through and listen to what God is telling us, that Jesus can fix it and he always will. God bless you again. Sometime I believe we'll be on a spiritual attack that be trying to keep us from going forth in the Lord. But you know what? My God is able to do anything but fail. Jesus went all the way to Calvary with that cross, and we going all the way with the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know why? For God we live, and for God we die. If God can't fix it, it just can't be done. Let us listen to the Canton Spiritual and says that fix it, Jesus. God bless you. And do tune in us tomorrow at 7 o'clock p.m. right here on this radio station. Amen.
On my way home.
Let's go.